All of the changes to follow are part of you. They will occur, but change always occurs on its own when you roam your brain over, what could I do to this surface I think on? Because you're on an even keel when you're moving around, not settling down with me. There are things you have reflected and selected from among the many you would like to do, and they wait ahead for you, but we want you more tenderized before you go deeper, always using parts of you, consciousness and awareness, adding a few more things for you to track, to help sway you back and forth. Pendulous and perilous, you've gotten used to being on an even keel, so we weigh down one side of you, the hand on the shoulder, the voice in the ear, making part of you heavier, so you can notice the differential, even when you're relaxing. The purpose in adding stasis and connection. You stay still, and you get your fill of swaying back and forth. You can actually use thoughts inside your mind to make your body feel like it can sway back and forth. And many pendulous things from a finger held in front of your nose and move to and fro, or something more titillating that your eyes lock onto for a slow sway back and forth, running something under the surface back and forth. 90% of an iceberg is underwater, and most of what we do to you is just take the little bit that's visible and send a deeper shockwave. Inspect below the water by watching how you respond to what's going on deeper and deeper down. Going deeper and deeper down now to the sleeping parts of you left by the wayside, now recruited, like the bit of you that can put your equilibrium left. Right, sending your mind astray by putting your body asway. Anything's a pendulum when you are pendulous and perilous and you sway back and forth, allowing you to return back and forth. Return your attention to your breath. Focus on any arousing thing or anything that rouses your interest enough to begin losing yourself in the confused moment of weight left. Right, don't know your left from your right, not on an even keel. Instead, you sway 1 or 2 or 3%, and like I said, all we need to do is tenderize, put the mind to bed. How pleasurable it would be to fall and sink for and with me all the parts of you which inevitably bring the tide in, even an inch or two of your mind moving left. Right, winding around the extra paths and flourishes I give you to exhaust the parts of your brain that we want to be softer, shining through in blissful exposure that you're doing this to yourself. Left, right, that even shelf you normally do the work of your mind on, moves in the waves, sound waves of my words, the sine wave of pleasured up. Down, your waiting desires wait in the furrows of that sine wave, and you are dunked into them just as you could have been already. Learn that you can always make your brain sway. You can always change the brain state. The active thrumming edict, maybe you drum your fingers on your thigh, or say yes or nod along, and I say good. Job, because bits of you are always pliable, and if you're adding extra ones on top, I can dig my fingers into the clay and massage the muscles of a mind that just wants to melt, putting yourself out of equilibrium time after time, intentionally on the back foot, and then falling back, back, down, left. Right, shifting between whatever state you were in before and a more labile, collaborative, rapport-driven one. When the waves, as that iceberg below, is exposed 1 or 2 or 3%, giving me more of a look at what lurks beneath in your aching intent to drop. Won't always be the same 10% above, won't always be the same 90% below. We shift between many places and many things, but you've been leaving aside too often that you can make your mind sway, and anything's a pendulum if you just sway away all the things in the way, spending a long time underneath the slow and sinking vibratory weight of my words, which are waves, and the submerged parts of you come a little bit more to the surface and a little bit further away. The sway. Relax and go deeper. That's kind of something you've been leaving aside that you intentionally can push you down. Iceberg depth down, equilibrium sway down. If you look at someone and know them as completely as you know yourself, you might begin to spot indicia of trance, the lolling of the head, the falling of the eyes, the way the body invigorated finds a kind of de-stressed, completely at ease relaxation that nonetheless takes focus. A relaxation that is strong enough to drink all your focus as you desire a voice deep inside. Drowsy, hypnotic, assistive bliss. Bliss sliding across a hot surface and sublimating away. No, you made the decision to do this to yourself today. Come play. You're doing this to yourself. Night, night, pet. And you have enough care and intention and focus that you do know yourself to spot the signs that you're vacantly drifting, slipping between one part of that tectonic continental shelf above which we loom. We are working on the surface, but the vibrations run deep. You are here. Acknowledge that you are trained, dear, conditioned by society, to ignore your own best interest even when it's right in front of you sometimes. So externalize everything that isn't good for you, swaying between the overly concerned outer world and the wallowing, pleasantly self-indulgent internalization you're in now. The hypnofetishist trying to slide deep who gives yourself the charity of helping me get my words inside. Help them seep inside. Be pliable. Allow yourself to be plied. If you're not coming at this from that paradigm, you won't get as deep down as you want to get. Concern yourself with the busy world outside later. This is the other end of the pendulum, the other end of the equilibrium, the distancing from the waterline. You'll surrender and do just fine when you find one more thing to show me, another place to bring the low waterline on that iceberg down, revealing more of yourself gradually. It doesn't have to be all of you at once for you to surrender to the stirring of your mind, the closing of your eyes, and my intent, which is for you to be fine at the end of this, but to discover maybe some of those things looming under the surface, too long pushed deeper and out of range of discovery. Feel what my voice can do when it's collaborating with you. You don't need to be opposite to my goal. You just need to understand that this is the other end of the pendulum, the sway point, the inflection, a mind that has been told by its very own self you need to make the time to trance. So the opposite end of that busy pendulum where you tell yourself, and I know this moment will be familiar, I don't have time for the trance right now, don't have time for the drop. Trust yourself that if you're here and these words are playing, you've chosen a deepener intended to persuade you to keep going and to work with me. And you just need to know that you can make the equilibrium of your mind like you're being swayed gently, cradled in my arms, or laid on me on the bed, awaiting to fall completely to sleep. But if your head is laid back, and if you are laid back instead of uptight for once, you can feel less. Right. If you let your mind sleep tight, slide down, acknowledge parity and balance that this is the allotted time you have given permission to enjoy yourself and given me permission to enjoy you too. And that's the impetus when I tell you left and right. Anything's a pendulum when someone is as cliffside, perilous and pendulous, gone in the predicament of wanting. So encourage yourself to sleep, and I'll keep words like these coming to keep that iceberg slowly showing itself, the deeper well, the things that really drive you, and the things that if you were to tell them to me, I would turn like a key and say, night, night, pet, and you haven't seen anything yet. Now, take that mind deeper and deeper down for me, and enjoy yourself. I will be. Just nod along. Yes. Fade out your mind. Yes, and hear my words as they carry you slowly in the swaying left, right. That's right, you can control the equilibrium in your mind. It helps the strings of my words to wind tight, night, night.